This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Iraq today, U.S. forces pursued the last pockets of resistance in Fallujah after a week-long offensive that left much of the town in ruins. We'll have more from Fallujah in just a few minutes. First, news of increasing insurgent attacks in Sunni Muslim towns and cities north and west of Baghdad. Mosul, one of Iraq's largest cities, has been the scene of fierce fighting. NPR's Philip Reeves joins us now on the line from Baghdad. And Philip, what is the situation in Mosul?
Well, there's been more trouble there today. There's been fighting in particular in the western and southwestern areas of the city. And there was a car bomb attack against a U.S. military convoy in which several U.S. soldiers were injured. Now, the U.S. military is saying that there will likely be some hard fighting in the next few days. And there is still much to be done in Mosul. But, they say, the troubles are in isolated pockets. And in the words of the U.S. commander there, the city is tense but not desperate. It does, however, seem to be pretty precarious. There was a very gruesome incident in which an Iraqi soldier in a hospital was kidnapped, dragged out, killed, and his body dumped in the street. It's the fifth day of trouble there, and during these 5 days, it kicked off, of course, when the Fallujah offensive began. There have been police stations overrun and looted. Most of the police abandoned their posts, and a senior police officer was assassinated. All this in a city that was a year ago being portrayed as a model of peace and security and an example of the U.S. military's hearts and minds strategy actually being effective.
Now, there are reports that the provincial governor in Mosul is bringing in Kurdish members of the Iraqi National Guard to quell the violence there. I want you to tell us what the significance of that is in Iraqi terms.
Well, one issue that's worrying the U.S. government and also doubtless the interim government of Ayad Alawi is that ethnic tensions between Sunni Arabs and Kurds could flare up. Mosul's a city with a Sunni Arab majority, which abuts a Kurdish region. When it fell shortly after Baghdad fell in April last year, it was briefly occupied by Kurdish troops. And that caused concern at the time amongst Sunni Arabs that the Kurds would want to take over the city again. It's an oil-rich area and perhaps use it to reinforce a Kurdish claim for total independence. And it appears those fears among Sunnis are now re-emerging.
Now, we're also getting reports of trouble in another Iraqi city, Bakuba, which is not far from Baghdad. What's happening there?
Well, over the last few days, and in fact longer than that, over the last weeks, there has been a persistent and deadly campaign by the insurgency, particularly in the Sunni triangle, against the Iraqi police force. And today they struck in Buritz, which is on the southern edge of Bakuba, where there was heavy fire by the insurgents against the police station there, and the station was evacuated. And something else interesting happened in Bakuba also, and that is that the Sunni insurgents, they've tended generally to operate out of sight in the last 18 months or so, mounting hit-and-run guerrillas attacks. In this sense, they've been rather different from the Shiite militiamen. But recently, they have been more visible on the streets. And in Bakuba today, they turned out to be too visible from their perspective. A group of 20 of them turned up on a bus. They blocked a road by laying bombs along its edge. They took over a rooftop. And at that point, the U.S. military dropped two 500-pound bombs on them, reportedly killing them all.
Philip Reeves, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Philip Reeves, talking to us from Baghdad.